Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tuf Yud Tes, mitzvah 419, a mitzvah that we could spend many, many hours on, but we will squeeze in what we can into our allotted time, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the mitzvah of learning, which is the basis of all the other mitzvahs that we are doing. But here we go. Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the Torah tells us in the first parsha of Shema, which we're up to, Vishinantam Livanecha. As we saw yesterday, the mitzvah of Avas Hashem is partially fulfilled through learning Torah, trying to get to the feeling of Avas Hashem and the actions of Avas Hashem. But today we have Talmud Torah, Vishinantam Livanecha. You shall be mishanein to your sons. So 2 points Rashi already points out. One on the Vishinantam, one on Dilavanecha. Rashi says Vishinantam from the word shinun, to sharpen. We have to make sure that the Torah is given over in a sharp way to our students. Lashon chidudhu, sheyu mechudadim beficha. It has to be clear and sharp in your mouth. Shemishalcha adam davar lo teitzorch legamgimbo. The formulation, at least here, of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is with the word vishinantem. It has to be clear when one is about to give over Torah. And the next phrase, livanecha, to your children. What do you mean your children? Rashi quotes what the Chinuch is going to quote soon, elu hatalmidim. This is referring to a student. Matzinu b'chal makom sh'atalmidim kriyim banim. Students are called children, and that's how the Rebbe has to relate to them. V'tibarta bam. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Brachas. Shelo yehi ikar dibur echel abam. The ikar dibur of our lives is supposed to be bam in the Torah. Asem ikar v'al ta'aseyem tafel. Right? Torah has to be the focus of our life. Says the Sefer HaChinuch. Mitzvahs asay lo mod chachmas haTorah ula lamda. The mitzvahs asay is to learn Torah and to teach Torah, like the Rambam in a number of places. Learning and teaching go hand in hand. Right when the Chinuch talks about learning, he immediately says and teaching. That is an element of Talmud Torah too. Spreading the ideas of Torah, not just learning for myself. Klomar keitza naasa hamitzvahs. We must learn how to do the mitzvahs. V'nishmar mimash shemananu akel mimenu, and to guard ourselves from not doing the Averos. Uladas gam kein mishpatei haTorah akivona emes, and to understand all the laws of the Torah regarding ultimate truth. That's the pasuk in Elu Talmidecha. Rav Shlomo Zalman has an interesting ha'ara in Chikum Amtakim, in the first volume of the two-volume work relating to his life and his shitos. It writes there on page Kuf Tzadi Hei that a Rebbe has to look at a Talmud as a child. But a child doesn't always have to look at a Rebbe as a father. The student has a father. And that's kibud av aim. And you can't forget that. Halohu ava mitisha bebeto. But, in a sense, to look at the Rebbe like a father. But in terms of kibud av aim, he has his regular father. And he has to have more av. And more rabo, even more than more av. But when it comes to a Rebbe looking at his Talmidim, says Shlomo Zalman, he has to look at it as being a father. But you find the relationship described in the Torah and in Navi as a student Rebbe and father son, they are parallel. Then he quotes the Rashi about Mechudad and Beficha. Shorash mitzvah zuyadua, the nature of this mitzvah, this is one of the mitzvahs that are connected, called Torah Kula, it is known, ki belimud yeda adam darki Hashem Yisbarach. Through learning, we understand the ways of God. This is his autobiography. Vizulaso lo yedev lo yavin v'neshav kibahem. If I don't learn, then I'm just going to be a bore, and I'm not going to understand. The Beis HaLevi writes in Parshas Mishpatim that what is the, asking the question on the pasuk of the other mishpat of Nasev and Ishma, what is the godless of Nasev and Ishma of the language of the Gemara in Shabbos Peches? Bishash shehikdimu Yisrael Nasev and Ishma. The Iker was the Hakdama. We put Nasev before Nishma. What is the importance and what is the root special nature of that statement? So he goes and develops his major thesis, which he writes this as well in the Hakdama to his Chuvos, Beis HaLevi, that there are two elements of Talmud Torah. There's the element of Lomad Amanas Lasos, like the Chinuch said in the first paragraph, I have to learn in order to be able to know what to do. But of course, there is a second element of Lilmod Lishma, separate from knowing what to do, but just becoming in contact with the divine, learning the Dvar Hashem, coming close to Hashem through learning the Torah, that is Liman HaTorah Lishma. And those are two very different types of learning. One can learn Torah Lishma also if one wants to learn a Lamaisa. Suki Shvaitza, leave it to Hilchasa. But still, there is a separate element. Even if something is not Lamaisa, and even if it'll never be Lamaisa, there's still an element of understanding the intricacies of Dvar Hashem. And he says in Afkamin, it would be women. Women are obligated in step one. Loman Amanas Lasos, women have to. The Ramah writes in Yoredeya, women have to learn all the mitzvahs that are shaykh to them. What, if somebody says, oh, women don't have to learn? Shabbos, Kashrus, Taras HaMishpacha, all the halachas. Arachai, Mevenazar, Choshem Mishpat, Yaradeh. They have to know all the halachas. Of course women have to learn. They learn plenty. But the element of Lishma, to learn every Ksos and Nesivas and every halach and Choshem Mishpat, so that is not obligatory upon women, but that is an afkamina between the two different types of learning. Says the Beis Halevi, that was the galus of Naseh and Nishma. If they would have said Nishma v'Naseh, we'll learn and we'll do, that would have given the impression of only learning type one, Lilmod and Lasos. By the fact that they first said Naseh, they must have learned, or they must be ready to accept learning in order to know what to do. That's given in the word Naseh. By saying Nishma after Naseh, so that means they're going to learn even after doing, separate from doing, that's a Kabbalah of Limud HaTorah Lishma, and that is the godless of that statement. The Beis Halevi then beautifully relates this to the Gemara in Maseches Nedarim. The Gemara says in Maseches Nedarim on Daf Pei Aleph, one of the reasons that the Churban happened, there are various Gemaras, Yuma Daf Tes says the Churban HaBayis happened because of Sinas Chinam, and the Big Three was the first Beis HaMikdash, but in Nedarim Pei Aleph, there's another Maimer Chazal, where the Gemara says, Shelo Hayim Avarchin Batorah Tchila. They used to learn in the days of the Mikdash, but they didn't make Berachas HaTorah, which Bezer hopefully will have some time to talk about as well. The question is, why didn't they say Berachas HaTorah, number one? And number two, why was that such a terrible Avera? So they learned, they didn't say Berachas HaTorah. So the Ron there quotes Rabbeinu Yonah, who says that the Torah was not chashuv in their eyes. It wasn't chashuv enough to say Berachas HaTorah on. What does that mean? Wasn't chashuv enough? So the Beis Halevi says, maybe this connects to the Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara in Menachos tells us that when does one say a bracha on a mitzvah? Only by the final stage of a mitzvah. If you have a mitzvah that has a couple of stages, like mezuzah, you write a mezuzah, then you put it up on the wall. You only make a bracha when you affix the mezuzah to the doorpost. You only make a bracha when you put the tzitzis onto the beged, not when you weave the threads and you make the wool into usable threads. That is a hechsher mitzvah, but you only make a bracha at the final stage. We paskin, you only make a bracha when you sit in the sukkah, not when you build the sukkah. So, the Gemara says, you only make a bracha on asiyasa gemar mitzvasa. Says the Beis Halevi, you know why they didn't make a bracha on learning Torah? Because they only believed in Talmud Torah type 1. Not Talmud Torah type 2. Loman Amanas Lasos. So there wasn't chashiv in their eyes to make a bracha per se on that learning because they felt this is just a heksher. This is getting to the mitzvah. And therefore, no bracha is required. But that's a tragedy to rethink that there's only Talmud Torah type 1. There's no element of inherent Talmud Torah just to come close to Hashem. That's why the churban happens. Masha'enkin im alimud hu me'etzem ha-mitzvah. Halo shayach lo mashi yisagi b'limud. Right, he says just to getting to do the mitzvah itself. So that's why the Beis Halevi says, a nafkamina is women, nafkamina is, what about Berachas HaTorah? Would you say Berachas HaTorah or not on the learning? Okay, well, we'll get back to Berachas HaTorah in a little bit, but that is the Beis Halevi on Parshas Mishpatim. We continue. Even before we go further, we mentioned in the past a number of times Rav Soloveitchik's thought in one of the Yahrzeit Drushes, where he says the chiyuv of Talmud Torah that we are talking about might not even be related to Har Sinai. It predated Har Sinai. Remember the Gemara in Maseches Baba Kama, which Rashi quotes on the Torah. The Bnei Yisrael went 3 days after Kriyas Yamsuf without water. They came to Marah, v'lo matzu mayim, ein mayim el Torah. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu and Ezra after him expanded the takana of laning every 3 days. But it started with Moshe Rabbeinu. And the question is, what were they thirsty for? They didn't have the Torah yet. It was after Kriyas Yamsuf. They were thirsty for Torah. They didn't have a chiyuv of Talmud Torah. Says Rav Soloveitchik, they were thirsty because every Jew has an innate connection to Torah. And it goes back to the Gemara Nidalam and Aleph that in utero we're taught Kol HaTorah Kula, and then we forget it on the way out. But why are we taught it if we're going to be caused to forget it? Because that creates an innate connection to every Jew throughout his life, even if he never learns a word in his life. But every time, if he would, and inherently, there is a connection to every Jew to Talmud Torah, and that's where the Chiyuv comes from, not Dafka the Chiyuv, but just the inherent connection. Good. Midini HaMitzvah. Let's continue some of the halachas. Mashamar Zecharno Lavracha. Chazal say, when does the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah start? So the Braisa says in Sukkah Daf Mem Beis Aleph. The Gemara there is not just talking about Talmud Torah. It's talking about all mitzvos. All mitzvos have a different chinuch age. So what about Talmud Torah? So it all depends on the age, right? When he starts to talk, the father has to teach him Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, and the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, and then little by little, get him into it. Age-appropriate force and age-appropriate softness to be makari v'yamin and marchik b'smol, to be able to make sure to find the right balance to use the child's potential at every age that they are at. V'chein me'inyin ha-mitzvah, continuing the mitzvah, ad heichon chayev adam lomad es b'no Torah, how far does one have to go to teach us on Torah? So he has to go as, you know, ad yomoso, until there's never a stop to chinuch, right? Bikis yakov leishe b'shalva. No, we have to continue teaching our children, specifically Torah, and the Torah lifestyle throughout their lives and throughout our lives. If somebody, so the chiyuv is formulated on the father. If a father does not teach, somebody gets old enough and realizes that they were never taught Talmud Torah, so the Rambam says, and the Chiddush quotes it, that he has to teach himself. Chayev lomod atzmo, kashiyya gadol v'yakir b'davar. He has to teach himself when he realizes and recognizes and understands the chiyuv of Talmud Torah. V'yad emasai chayev kaladam lomod Torah. How long does one have a chiyuv? Ad yom moso. Says the Gemara and the chinuch until the day they die. Shenemar fen yisurum evavcha kol yimecha yecha. And Chazal learned it out even as a hint. Adam kiyamas ba'ohel. Right, even, that's the source for in Adam, person is not kone Torah, unless he's memis atzmo aleha, right, that's all the way until the end, we have to keep learning. V'kol Yisrael, kol Adam Yisrael, chayev b'talmud Torah. Every person, every Jew is chayev b'talmud Torah, doesn't matter what we do for a living or what situation we're in. Bein ani, bein ashir, bein bari, bein bal yisurin, a poor person, a rich, somebody who's healthy, or rachman alas on the opposite. For amr zacharim levracha, shebe'esek ha-Torah Yisrael b'kol ha-evarim. The Gemara says that learning will help heal all the limbs. Chash baroshi, if I have a headache, if I have anything bothers me, just start learning. And that will help. V'yafilu ani ha-mechazer al-apsachim, even a poor person who has no money. V'yafilu bal ishu u-banim, even somebody who has a lot of family obligations. Hakol chayavim l'kvoa itim la-Torah b'yom uv'alayla. We are all chayiv to be kovea itim. So is there a shir? He said we all have a chayiv. So is there a shir of Talmud Torah? So there is no shir maximum for sure. Got to learn at every moment you can, which we'll talk about more about in a minute. But is there a minimum shir? So that's a question. There are two Gemaras. The Gemara Menachas and that Sadi Tess gives a very minimal impression. The Gemara seems to say that as long as we say Kriya Shema morning and night, we're Yotzei. And there's a machlokes whether you should publicize that or not publicize that. That's one impression you get. But if you look in the Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Hey and other Gemaras, the Chiyuv is always. Right, Rav Shmuel Yochai says there, if we're just busy doing, being involved in our lives at every moment, we're plowing, b'zman charisha, v'zorei b'shaz zriya, v'kozim b'shaz kesira, Torah mateyaleh. Right, we have to try to learn every second of the day. So, the truth, or the lamaisa, is somewhere in the middle. And the Rishonim generally minimize the Gemara in Nedar Mandav Ches, which is also the Gemara in Menachas Daf Sadi Tes, right, the same Gemara about just Kriya Shema Shachas V'Arvis. Some say maybe that only has to do with Hilchas Shavua, which is being discussed there. Maybe that is only if somebody is Ba'onis, he has to really try to do this. But the general consensus is to minimize that, and we have to learn more than that. So the question is, okay, we have to learn every second of our life, but how do we live our life? How do we eat? How do we drink? How do we do all the other mitzvahs? So, fascinatingly, there are two formulations and two views that come out of the Achronim, and hopefully we'll have a shir on this at some point as well. How do you look at when I'm eating and I'm not learning? How do we look at that conceptually? The Vilna Gaon seems to look at it as, well, it's kind of like Asi Dechalos Asei, or Oseg B'mitzvah Patzah Mena Mitzvah. Better to say that you have a chiyuv to learn every second of your life, but when you're doing something else that is understandable that you're allowed to do, so it's osek, but something else, you have a p'tur. Not that there's no chiyuv, but you're dochit, and that's why you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to drink. That's what seems to be his formulation in Shnos Eliyahu in the beginning of Maseches Peah, where the Gra has the famous formulation. Why is Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam? Because every single second of learning is a separate mitzvah. If I go do Biker Cholam and it takes 3 hours to get there, get back, and spend time with the Cholam, that's one mitzvah. But when it comes to Talmud Torah, every second, says the Grush, Tzorach Adam Ma'od Ma'od L'chabe V'satorah T'b'chol Teva U'teva Shalamad Ba Hu Mitzvah Bifnei Atzma V'haraya Sheyotze B'teva Achas Mitzvah Basically Ma'torah. It's connected to all the mitzvahs. Vaseichem mechayim bazeh. B'nei shekol teva v'teva mitzvah b'fnei atzma v'chulu. U'kshalomi l'mashal daf echad mechayim kamameyas mitzvahs. If somebody listens to one mitzvah shir, there are thousands of mitzvahs. V'imkei bevada, Yosher Tov to do this mitzvah than other mitzvahs when it's efshar lasos the other mitzvah al yedei acherim. But then he says to has a lashon at the end that when you have involved in something else, it's kind of nitcha. Okay, what can you do? You can't learn every second of your life. Other achronim, though, the Stipler says this, and the Rav Asher Weiss discusses this as well. No, maybe the chiyuv of Talmud Torah is to learn at every free moment of my life. Doesn't mean every second, every free moment. So when I'm eating, when I'm sleeping, when I'm doing errands that need to be done, there's no chiyuv of Talmud Torah. That it's not that oh I'm involved in this and I'm pushing off the chiyuv of Talmud Torah. No, there is no chiyuv at that point. The chiyuv is to learn at every free second of my life, and I have to make sure that I'm honest with myself and I don't say I don't have any free time. But this is what how the Achronim seem to understand most Achronim seem to understand the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah. Good. Let's continue now. Says the Sefer Achinuch, V'kol Echav Yisrael, everybody's Chayv at Talmud Torah, V'tchilas Dino Shel Adam, Achar HaMaves, Hu Ashen Is Batal Min Alimud. The first question we're going to be asked is about Bittul Torah. So this is a question, because if you look in the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, which many are familiar with, Kavati Itam LaTorah is not question number one. Question number one is Asata V'Datata Be'emuna. So, this is a Gemara in Kiddushin and Sanhedrin, which says the first question we're going to be asked is Talmud Torah. The question is, how do you put that with the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph about the six questions we're going to be asked? Says the Gra, amazing Gra, another Gra. It's quoted in the Maritz Chayis on that Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph, that if you look there, it's amazing the Gemara doesn't say it, but once you see the Gra Sahara, it makes perfect sense. The Gemara has the six questions, but also the Gemara in the previous line had the source for Shas Mishnayis. Based on a pasuk in Yeshayahu, v'haya emunas itecha chosin yeshuas chachma v'das, yiras Hashem hiot saro. Based on every word in that pasuk, we learn out a different seder in Mishnayis. V'haya emunas seder zraim, itecha itim it's moed, v'chulu, says the Gra. In the very next line, which talks about the six questions, there's an exact word parallel. Emunas a seder zraim, k'dasata v'datata be'emuna. Itecha kavati itim laTorah. Chos is a seder nashim asakta very review. Yeshuos says seder nezikin tipisul Yeshua. It's a parallel. Says the Gra on a deeper level. All six questions are about Talmud Torah. And what the Gemara we're really going to be asked is: did you learn seder zron? Did you learn seder moed? Did you learn seder nashim v'chulu? Says the Gra. So all of them are about Talmud Torah. I don't think the Gra would argue and say that the Pasha Pshat of the six questions does not exist. We're going to be asked those questions also. But on a deeper level, all of those six questions are about Talmud Torah. An amazing Gra. We continue. The Chinuch says that the Gemara says in Kiddushin that a person has to be mechalek their time to learn three areas. Shlish be'esek Torah shebechsav. Bishlish be'esek Torah shebal peh. Klomer la hargil atzmolios baki begirtsas b'shnayis ubraisas. So Torah shebechsav is Tanakh. Torah shebal peh, according to the Chinuch, is first of all mishnayis and braisas, to know the text that's in front of us. And third is the lumdis, and to understand it. Not just to know it, to learn it. To lahavin ha'inyan mishoresh. V'lo yashis kaliba ba'achas mehan, says the Chinuch. Don't leave out any of these areas. Pen yishkach hashar, maybe you'll forget it, meaning we have to learn Tanakh. We have to learn Mishnayis. Even the Mishnayis that don't have Gemara on it. And of course, we have to learn Gemara and think about the issues. So we have to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. Umasha Amru, and then he quotes what it says in Pirkei Avos, Shelo Yomar, Adam, L'kisha Efne Eshne. What might one say? Yeah, I'll learn, I'm just busy right now, this stage of my life. No. Kilo yoda ha'odah ma'yilid yom. Who knows what's going to happen tomorrow? She'isko shal odah mischadish b'chol yom yom. Every day is something else that comes up. We think, I'm busy now, but I'm not going to be busy. We'll be busy then. There's always different tirdas. Umeidiyachas ha'odah midavar ladavar mitirda tirda. That's what life's about. Hashem created the world with a lot going on, and we have to try to keep our focus. V'nimsu'u kol yom av yotzin bebehala. Im lo yitin p'nai al kol panim. Unless we focus and say, this is what I'm going to do, even though there's a lot going on around me, I'm going to focus on Torah. V'yidchok atzmo le'iska shel Torah. V'kol she'osa kein v'chafetz bebracha, and anybody who does this, min ha'shamayim, mesayin oso, he gets special divine help. Somebody who dedicates their life, u'makilin me'elav, tirdos olam ha'mafilos. And Hashem is meiko. What does that mean, he's meiko? What, everybody who dedicates their life to Torah doesn't have any tirdos? No, you have to read the next line. V'shochein besimcha kol yama ba'olam hazeh v'tov lo'olam haba. If we properly learn Torah, then we have the proper outlook on life. And therefore, all the tirdos that come our way, hopefully we'll be able to deal with properly. Good. V'noheges mitzvah zu b'chavachma v'chol zman b'zacharma v'lo b'nekevis. We mentioned this mitzvah applies always, but we mentioned before that Gemara says women are pteros. But the Rishonim say, the Ugar, quoted in the Ramah, women are only pteros from the Lishma element, but they have to learn. That's one of the reasons why the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Berchas HaTorah, women are obligated to say Berchas HaTorah. So the big mystery is why. So the Magen Avraham says, because of the Ramah and Yaradeya, that women are obligated to learn plenty of Torah. All the Torah that is shayach to them. The Vilna Gaon does not like that suggestion. He says, the Gron on Shulchan Aruch, he says, what do you mean? What do you mean? But women are pteros. So what, they have to learn to be ready for the mitzvah, but that's as a chilek to the mitzvah. That's not as a separate mitzvah. So the Gra says, no, it's like Zman Grama. Just like women can make brachas on Zman Grama, so too they make bracha on Berchas HaTorah. The problem with that Gra is that he's explaining the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch himself says women cannot make brachas on Zman Grama. Only Baalei Tosfos, quoted in the Ramah, say that. The Gra knows that. He's having a parallel, but it's not an exact parallel. So the third approach given is by Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim quoted in the Brisker Rav on the Rambam, in the Sefer on the Rambam, the Reb Chaim says that Berchas HaTorah is a bracha on Chefza Shel Torah, as he calls it. When I come in contact with Dvar Hashem, when I come in contact with Torah, that itself is b'chayiv a bracha. Torah bo'i bracha. It's more in the chefza of the Torah more than in the gavra, me learning. It's the chefza of the Torah. I need to recognize the nosein haTorah whenever I learn Torah. And that women have to do as well. Just derech agav, the idea that birchas haTorah is not counted as a separate mitzvah, according to the Chinuch and the Rambam. The Ramban counted as a separate mitzvah. Separate mitzvahs, I say. So Rove assume that birchas haTorah is either it's Durabanan, like all other Berchas HaMitzvahs, except benching. Benching is the only bracha that's Daraisa, but all Berchas HaMitzvahs are Durabanan, including this. Or maybe it's included in the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Included in this Mitzvah, as we spoke about, maybe the Beis HaLevi, we said before, saying Berchas HaTorah is a reflection that I understand the true nature of this Mitzvah, of the two elements of this Mitzvah. So maybe that's how it could be included. If somebody violates this mitzvah, says the Chinuch Rachman al-Islan, and does not learn and does not teach, then he is mevatel yasei, and it's onsho gadol ma'od, because this is a mitzvah that's keneged all of them. We didn't even get into the discussion of Talmud Torah to non-Jews, which itself is a separate isser based on the Gemara and Sanhedrin and elsewhere, but Hashem, we'll have another chance to talk about that at a future date. Okay, we'll stop here.